This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We wish you a warm welcome to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet ministry. Is it really possible to have an actual close personal relationship with Jesus Christ as we do with our earthly friends? Or should we be happy simply following Jesus' teachings and learning about him from the scriptures? Well, stick with us as we learn how to live in close communion with our Lord.
How can a person enjoy a closer walk with Jesus Christ? Stay with us as we consider that question today in our worship. Let's pray. Merciful and gracious Lord, we give you thanks this day for your many gifts of grace. We especially are grateful for the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ, who rescued us from sin. As we open your sacred word once again, Lord, speak to our hearts. Help us to grow in your grace and get closer to Jesus. In his name we ask this. Amen.
Just just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Dear friends, a mother was busy cooking supper in the kitchen and asked her 5-year-old son to go into the pantry to get her a can of tomato soup. The little boy was afraid of the dark and didn't want to go into the old-fashioned pantry alone, so he pleaded his case, "Mommy, I'm scared." Mother responded, "Johnny, be a big, brave boy and just walk in and get it. I need it right away for this food I'm preparing." Johnny repeated his fear, "Mommy, I'm too scared to go in there by myself." Mother used a different approach. "It's okay, son. Jesus will be in there with you. Now you go and get mother the soup." Johnny went to the door and opened it slowly. When he peeked inside, it was very dark, and he was very scared. And his hands trembled, but an idea popped into his little head. He said, "Jesus, if you are in there, would you hand me that can of tomato soup?" The question has often been asked, can you and I really have communion with Jesus Christ as we would with earthly friends? Can we personally know that same Jesus whose words are recorded in the New Testament, who walked the trails of Galilee so many years ago? I don't mean can we treasure his words or try to follow his example or even imagine him. I mean, can we actually meet him, commune with him, ask his help in our everyday affairs? That's what some are wondering. The gospel writers testify, yes, you can. Millions of people through the ages as well testify, yes, you can. The church says, yes, you can. You can have a close, personal, intimate walk with Jesus Christ. We rest that unshakable conviction with fellowship of that kind with Jesus as possible squarely on the fact of the resurrection, of the risen one who promised, "Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." This gospel song, which we just heard, testifies to that reality as well, as the songwriter appeals, "Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I'm weak, but you are strong. Jesus, come and take care of me. I want a closer walk with you," he's saying. So how does one have that kind of close personal walk with Jesus. That's what we've been looking at in this series that I've been sharing with you these past three messages. Just a closer walk with thee is how we've entitled them. How do we have a closer walk with Jesus Christ? Well, the first message I gave were the words of Jesus. Abide in me, and I in you. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We stick with Jesus. We surrender ourselves to his care on a daily basis. We depend on him. We entrust our lives to his care. The second message, we looked at the words of Jesus who said, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We come into a closer walk with Jesus as we stick with his word and allow him to speak to us his truth, which sets the individual free. And today we finish our series by looking at this one. We get closer to Jesus as we stick with each other. There's a passage that was written in the New Testament times in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter. And this preacher who wrote the book is concerned about the faith life of a certain congregation whose faith apparently has gotten a little blasé and a little cold. The embers appear to be dying. And he spends the first part of his letter reminding them how wonderful Jesus is, that he's the Son of God who has come to save them, and that he's the sacrifice for the sins of the world. And they need no one but Jesus Christ, as he encourages them again and again, stick with Jesus. When we get to the 10th chapter of this letter, there is a passage in which he kind of moves to some common practical habits for the Christian that could help them to stir the fire once again and grow closer in that relationship with Jesus. And these are his words in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, verse 19. He writes, "Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, Jesus, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the great day approaching." Let us, this preacher shares with us in this letter, practical habits. Let us, first of all, come to worship. He writes, "Let us approach God with a true heart in faith, because Jesus has opened the way for us to come into the presence of God, to approach the throne of grace." Sometimes I am asked, do I really need to go to worship to stay a Christian? Is it optional? I don't see it as an option. I need God's truth to be fed to me in a worship experience. I need to see that I'm not alone in this faith of mine as I rub shoulders with brothers and sisters in Christ as we praise God together. I need to come and hear the words of forgiveness spoken to me after a time of confession. I need to be reminded of that big picture that the writer tells us about. Let us hold fast to the confession of hope, the big picture that God is faithful, that we can rest secure in knowing that he holds this world in his hand and he has made us his own and will never allow anything to snatch us away from him. The great day is coming when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. It's all under control. I need to come to worship. Let us approach that throne of grace with confidence, he says. Let us be worshipers. That's a habit, the habit of worship. It says in the Gospel of Luke that Jesus went to the synagogue to worship, as was his habit. Our writer goes on to say, and let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is a habit of some. In other words, he says, let's stick together in this walk with Jesus Christ. Let's be committing ourselves to look out for each other, to be encouragers of one another. Let us keep each other growing in this walk with Jesus Christ. Commit yourself to investing in others and let others invest in you. As you remind one another of Christ's calling upon your life to be his witness in the world, to pray for one another, for each other's growth, for each other's heartaches and so on, for each other's guidance and wisdom from above. Let us be praying for one another. Let us stick together and check in with one another and share what's going on in our lives and be interested in each other's faith walk. Let us be there to encourage and to admonish and exhort one another as we each walk with Jesus Christ. Let us make the commitment to not only be served, but to serve one another. Now, how can we do this? How does it happen? And he tells us, by not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some. We need to be also in the habit of meeting together, of staying in touch with one another. Christians really do need one another. We are God's gift to one another that we might experience the presence of Christ. Did Jesus himself not say, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them? The old evangelist from the past century, E. Stanley Jones, wrote, everyone who belongs to Jesus belongs to everyone who belongs to Jesus. We are called to community. We oftentimes talk about this personal relationship with Jesus Christ as if it's just me and Jesus. But the truth is, Christ calls us into community and promises to meet us there in the midst of the gathered community of Christ in worship and in groups and in friendships with other Christians. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a wonderful theologian during the time of World War II and a little before, wrote a book called Life Together. I commend it to you if you're looking to grow in your relationship with Jesus. And there's a quote there that I have for you today from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in which he writes, Christians need other Christians who speak God's word to them. They need them again and again when they become uncertain and disheartened because living by their own resources, they cannot help themselves to the truth. They need other Christians as bearers or proclaimers of the divine word of salvation. Christianity means community through Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ. We are called to be in the habit of being together, meeting together in Christ's name, in fellowship, in Bible study together. And that's my appeal this day. If you want to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ, of course, stick with Jesus. Surrender yourself each day to His care and your prayers. And of course, stick with His Word. Be a person that is having devotions and studying the Word of God. But don't neglect the habit of meeting together. Take the initiative to share your life, your encouragement, your service to other believers around you. In our congregation, we have over 700 adults that are in small groups. And I hear stories all the time about how these groups have helped people to grow in leaps and bounds in their personal relationship with Christ as they've supported each other. One person recently said to me, "My group has been my saving grace, especially since my husband passed away. They make me laugh again, and they pray for me, and they have helped me out in so many ways." Someone else said to me not too long ago, "Through my small group experience, God has rekindled my faith. I've had my time and priorities reordered and called to respond to areas of my life that were lying dormant. I've gained more confidence and joy and trust in Christ because of the Christian community." Someone else said to me, "In my group, I experienced a moment of truth when I realized there is nothing to fear in this life that Christ has not already conquered for me at the cross. In knowing that truth, my heart and spirit were able to sigh in relief that there's no need to give in to fear or panic or despair. God has used the stories of the Bible to teach me the truth of who I am as I've studied them with my group." Do you have someone in your life, a spiritual mentor of sorts, a spiritual friend in Christ, that you could hook up with and share the Word of God with on a regular basis? I would encourage you to do that. Or maybe you have two or three others that could possibly join you, even on a weekly basis, to have a devotion together and talk about what you've been seeing of Jesus in your own lives. I was just at a Bible study group with my men's group this last week, and we were sharing stories of when have we seen Jesus at work lately in our lives. And it was such an encouragement to hear them share with me how they had seen Jesus in a variety of ways. If you really want to have a deeper, closer walk with Jesus, develop the habit in your life of fellowship, of coming together in worship on a regular basis. Don't neglect the local church and being a part of it in your life. You have much to offer as well as much to receive from it. Go to worship. Find some friends and start a Bible study together or a devotional time together where you can get together and pray for one another and take care of each other and listen to one another and study God's Word together. You will not regret it. You will experience, as our writer tells us today, the faithfulness of God at work in your life. In the midst of that group, you'll discover the truth of the words of Jesus Christ, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Stick with Christ. Stick with the Word. Stick with one another. That is how one grows closer to Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, you have provided us with all that we need to grow in our walk with Jesus Christ. You've given us your holy word, the sacraments, the power of prayer. And today we remember you gave us one another. Through the working of your Holy Spirit, keep us disciplined and hungry for your word and for fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us to find a person or persons of faith that we can encourage and receive encouragement from as well. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. And now receive this benediction. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray today's message has encouraged you in your faith walk. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported by the financial gifts of our listening family. We're especially grateful to our Gift Every Month Gem Club members. These regular gifts sustain our ministry during quiet giving times. As the year comes to a close, we remind you that your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. We thank you for your prayers as well as your financial support during this holiday season. Your gifts enable Christian Crusaders to continue these gospel messages into the new year. Today's service is also available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Hundreds of other Christian Crusaders sermons are available in our sermon library. Please visit our website at christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 76th year of broadcasting biblical truth.